The state generally borrows when it wants to pay for construction projects, which means it's always paying back debt. This year, that tab will run about $320 million. Whether or not that's too much is a contentious issue among some lawmakers. Schofield Democratic Senator Russ Decker favors the borrowing. He says it's not always easy to see the impact of state initiatives like tax breaks, but when the legislature pays for construction, the benefits are more apparent.
I know when we build something, you could put your hands on it and you could see jobs that are created, not only for the construction workers that are doing it, but also all the suppliers.
The Wisconsin Building Commission estimates that for every $1 million it spends on construction, it supports 30 jobs. But Republicans on the legislature's finance panel say debt is eating up a bigger chunk of the state budget every year. By 2009, it's expected Wisconsin will be paying $160 million more than it is today to take care of old bills. Green Bay GOP Senator Robert Coles was among those who voted to trim state bonding by $30 million the next 2 years.
The legislature and the governor's been on a rampage of borrowing, of bonding, and we're paying for it.
Coles says he would have liked to cut borrowing even more. The Doyle administration generally downplays the effect of more debt. Still, a nonpartisan analysis shows it has many investment managers concerned. Excess debt could drop the state's credit rating, which would make it tougher for Wisconsin to pay for new projects in the future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.